1060, 90 a.m. in Montreal.
For CGLO News, I'm Danny Aubry. Migrant rights groups are calling out the Canadian authorities over the deportation of asylum seekers to the U.S. Since the beginning of the year, Canadian authorities have sent more than 1,600 asylum seekers to the United States without hearing their case for refugee status. Once returned to the U.S., most of those asylum seekers are transferred into the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE. The deportations are carried out because of the Safe Third Country Agreement that requires anyone seeking refugee protection in Canada or the U.S. to claim asylum in the first of two countries they reach. However, the Trump administration has suspended the American asylum system since taking office, leaving a fluid situation for refugees with few clear guidelines. Many end up facing deportation back to the countries they are fleeing or other countries they know little about. The Société de Transport de Montréal has limited its services in response to the Montreal Transit Maintenance Workers strike. On June 9th, the first day of the strike, the change of schedule left many stranded. Initially, the STM announced Metro service would run from 6:30 a.m. to 9:38 a.m., 2:45 p.m. to 5:48 p.m., and 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., but has since clarified that those end times refer to when services arrive at their last stop. The STM is continuing with this schedule on the 10th and 11th before switching over to a schedule with only 50% service in off-peak hours on Thursday. Regular service will resume from Friday to Sunday before returning to 50% service during off-peak hours on Monday and Tuesday. Former Canadian astronaut and MP for Notre-Dame-de-Grâce Westmount, Marc Garneau, passed away last week after battling cancer. Born on February 23, 1949 in Quebec City, he earned a doctorate in electrical engineering from the Imperial College of Science and Technology in London in 1973. He began his career by enlisting in the Canadian Navy, where he served from 1974 to 1983 and became the first Canadian astronaut to travel to space in 1984. He later served as Minister of Transport in Justin Trudeau's government from 2015 to 2021, and then as Minister of Foreign Affairs from January to October 2021. He is survived by his wife Pam and four children. He was 76 years old. For more information, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
Hello, 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 hello. How are we doing this morning? My name is Maximilian, and welcome to Are We There Yet? I have a really exciting show today. We are going to be talking about Afrobeats and African high life, specifically in West Africa. So we're looking at Nigeria and Ghana. If you heard in the intro song, that's Fela Kuti's Water No Get Enemy. I'm going to be talking more about what artists we're going to be playing after we listen to the full intro song. However, I thought it would be a good place to start. So we are just going to get right into Water No Get Enemy by Fela Kuti. And then we're going to talk about what we're going to listen to today. All right, let's get it. Wow.
one go wash. Now what are you going to use? To pa fe se be o mi lo malo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? To ri bangbo na o mi le rare o. If your head dey hot, now what are you cool on? Tomo bandagba o mi lo malo. If your child dey grow, now what are him go use? If water kill your child, now what are you go use? No no no. Tomi back pa mo wa o mi na lo malo. Ko so mo to le she ko malo mi o. Nothing without water. Ko so mo to le she ko malo mi o. You locked
out. Water.
Oh, me you locked out.
Water.
If you fight them unless you wonder.
Water. You not get enemy.
I say water, no get enemy.
Water. You not get enemy.
If you fight them unless you wonder.
Water. You not get enemy.
Oh, me you locked out. They talk of black man power.
Water. Inna get enemy.
And they talk of black power. I say.
Water.
I say.
Inna get enemy.
I say water no get enemy.
Water. Inna get enemy.
If you fight them unless you won't die.
Water. Inna get enemy.
I say water no get enemy.
Water. Inna get enemy.
I say water no get enemy. You locked out.
Water.
You not get enemy. Ra di ra di ra ra di ra 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 ra
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm Maximilian once again. If you are just tuning in, this is Are We There Yet on CJLO. I want to talk just a little bit about Fela Kuti, the man who is credited. Well, he's more than a man, I will say. He is larger than life. However, rest in peace. He was larger than life. Fela Kuti is revered for creating the genre of Afrobeat, what we are listening to today. He was huge in Nigeria for clashing with the political and military regimes that were going on at the time. A lot of people say that Afrobeat was sealed with the blood and sweat of Fela Kuti. And I want to dig into what started the genre of Afrobeats, which was the starting point, like the album that would really define it, is seen to be the 1969 Los Angeles Sessions done by Fela Kuti. So we're going to listen to one song off of that album called Viva Nigeria. Let's get into it. Wow.
This is brother Fela Ransom Kuti. One time, I would like to say a few things. Men are born, kings are made, treaties are signed, wars are fought. Every country has its own problems. So has Nigeria, so has Africa. Let us bind our wounds and live together in peace. Nigeria, one nation, indivisible. Long live Nigeria. Viva Africa. The history of mankind is full of obvious turning points and significant events. Though tongue and tribe may differ, we are all Nigerians. We are all Africans. War is not the answer. It has never been the answer. And it will never be the answer. Fight amongst each other. Let's live together in peace. Nigeria, one nation, indivisible. Long live Nigeria. Viva Africa. Let's eat together like we used to eat. Let's plan together like we used to plan. Sing together like we used to sing. Dance together like we used to dance. United we stand, divided we fall. You know what I mean. I hope you dig my dream. Let us bind our wounds and live together in peace. Nigeria, one nation, indivisible. Long live Nigeria. Viva Africa. Brothers and sisters in Africa, never should we learn to wage war against each other. Let Nigeria be a lesson to all. We have more to learn towards building than destroying. Our people can't afford any more suffering. Let's join hands, Africa. We have nothing to lose but a lot to gain. War is not the answer. War has never been the answer, and it will never be the answer. Fighting amongst each other, one nation indivisible. Long live Nigeria.
CJLO is proud to present Initial Shock, Montreal's Noise Festival, featuring artists such as Mass Marriage, Deaf Neil, Apologist, Matriarch, Anne F. Jacques, Taskmaster, and many more. Initial Shock takes place on July 5th at La Sauterenia and July 6th at Petit Ours. Advance tickets available now at initialshock.screamandwrithe.com. Proudly presented by CJLO.
Tune in to Mo Ritmo Radio for some amazing jams from the worlds of Latin American rhythmic music. Saturdays at 5 p.m. only on CJLO.
Mo Ritmo with Mr. B.
I was initially shocked by that ad. That was kind of hilarious to have right after Viva Nigeria. welcome back to Are We There Yet? I am once again Maximilian. I don't know why I'm going to keep repeating that, because it's kind of fun. You just listened to, like I said, Viva Nigeria by Fela Kuti. I feel like that's a good song to finalize our listenings of Fela Kuti, as it goes over some of the things that are important to him, gives you a general vibe of his political takes, and yeah, I think that was a good call. Thank you. I'm patting myself on the back right there. Good call, Max. Good call. Woohoo! All right. The next artist I want to play is Ebo Taylor, a Ghanaian artist. He's more well-known for African high life. Him and Fela Kuti were known to be friends, and I read that him and Fela Kuti used to hang out with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones in the 60s in London. There was a ridiculous quote saying he didn't believe that African high class had made much of an impact in London beyond the Africans who lived in London. In the 60s, he stated that he believed that the people of London thought that the people of Africa were still living in trees. That's his quote, not mine. I would never say such a thing. But that gives you a vibe of how he felt the scene in London saw him. However, he noted duly that the Africans in London quite loved African high class. I'm going to play two songs back to back. This is What Is Life? And Love and Death by Ebo Taylor. This is off the album Conflict, and this is going to be fun. Here we go.
We'll be right back. own life.
You can get more if you do right. They say it's war, some say it's wrong. What do we say? We just don't care. War of this world is life. They say it's war, some say it's wrong. What do we say? We just don't care.
Hello, it's me again. We just listened to Ebo Taylor and Uru Yenzu off of Conflict. That was What is Life and Love and Death. Really like Ebo Taylor. I'm quite fond of his stuff. I really quite like this album, Conflict. Ebo Taylor's got a great voice, but Urienzu does really good accompanying vocals, and I find that all the tracks are lifted because of it. The next artist that we're going to be talking about, personally, probably my favorite of the Afrobeat artists that we're going to listen to today, and maybe my favorite, I'm not sure. Well, it's probably because of the story due in part, but we're going to be talking about William Onyebar. And oh, I freaking love William Onyebar. Has such a fantastic story, too. That's a pun if you know William Onyebar, because his biggest song is Fantastic Man. However, William Onyebar, born in Nigeria, has such a crazy story with all these rumors surrounding him being kind of this mystery of a man. There's two documentaries that I would watch. One is called Who is William Onyebar? And the other one is Fantastic Man, if you want to learn more about the man himself. William Onyebar was a massive artist in the local region where he grew up in Nigeria. And he was kind of revolutionary for the way that he used synths and mixed his music. There's a lot of mystique because he went and did film school in Russia. And the speculation about him, it's just rumors. There's nothing that is truly confirmed. However, the reasons that I believe that this could be true, could, I'm not making a factual statement here. Interviewer and journalist Eric Wells went and interviewed William Onyebar, one of the many few who was able to do such a feat. And it seemed like in almost every step, when in getting to William Onyebar, there was multiple questions of, are you from Russia? Are you the Russian men? Things of that nature. And the mystique and rumors that I'm going to be talking about are that when he did his film school in Russia, the theory is that Russian political governments and the military gave him a load of money to make music that would promote and make films that would promote Russia and its involvement in Nigeria and things of that nature. And, well, William Onyebar didn't really do that, and then all of a sudden showed up with these vast instruments that were very expensive and opened a flour mill and became a businessman, and then secluded himself in a giant mansion in what is described as the bushes. So, I don't know. He's a man of mystery, and I'm really excited to play some of his music. We're going to be listening to Atomic Bomb and Good Name. The reason I bring up the rumors is that I think Good Name kind of discusses those without discussing it, if that makes sense. You'll hear it on the track. However, this is going to be Atomic Bomb and Good Name by William Onyebar. Here we go. Thank you. I would love, love, love to finish the full 10 minutes of that song. However, I want to get to some other Afrobeat high life, funk, things of that nature. And one thing about Afrobeat songs is they tend to run very, 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 very long. But if you heard my other segment before about the theories on William Onyebar's ability to obtain these crazy synthesizers and the Russian money that supposedly went to him to promote, I don't know, whatever, the war, everything that they wanted to promote in the 70s or 80s when this was released. Good name is better than silver and gold. Do you have a conscience? Do you have a conscience? I have my conscience. I have my conscience. And no money, no money, no money can buy my name. I mean, he's painting it on the wall. It's there. He's telling us. Anyways, I thought that was important to say. We're going to do a quick little ad break, and then we're going to get to WizKid, who I think is a fantastic new rendition of Afrobeats, a little more poppy. But I think this album, WizKid, or this album by WizKid, Morayo, oh my goodness. Like, I was listening to it yesterday and it blew my mind. Really worth a listen. And then I pulled a song called Secure by Kiz and Daniel and Zoltan off of the top 100 most listened to songs, like Hot Now, in Nigeria. And so I think it's going to be a fun way to end this little segment. We're going to do a quick ad break. We're going to get to those two songs. And that's probably all you're going to hear from me. So this was me, Maximilian, on CJLO. And you have listened to Are We There Yet? You're going to hear an ad break, two more songs, and then it's going to keep pushing. Yee!
Swoney Pearl Popolo and Weirdo Rippers on CJLO present Farida Amadou live at Casa del Popolo on Thursday, June 24th. Farida Amadou, the singular Brussels-based electric bassist, will be joined by Egyptian Cotton Orchestra and the duo Jarius Sharif and Mustafa Rafik for an evening of experimental jazz that you do not want to miss. Tickets and more information can be found on SwoneyPearlPopolo.org, and keep listening to CJLO for more features on everything Swoney Pearl Popolo has to offer.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon, Gospel Unlimited.
I'm feeling reckless. I will buy like the latest. That's why I'm working on patience. I know the joke on my paycheck. If then they sleep me, they wake them. So we'll go vibe tonight. Come on, baby. Kese, baby, kese. How many times they go tell the person? They know they pay to they learn the lesson. Shama ya kwe mi debe. And they survive anytime we did it. I no get time, I no get the patience. Spread the money plenty. Kese, baby, kese. How many times they go tell the person? They know they pay to they learn the lesson. Shama ya kwe mi debe. And they survive anytime we did it. I no get time, I no get the patience. Spread the money plenty.
Dance, baby, tell him I could dance, baby.
Make it dance,
baby. Let the music they play.
Balaclava,
ticket, Baba God don't like liability, oh do do. Secure money, secure for you and me, secure for family. Oh, secure money, secure for you and me, secure for family.
I'm looking forward to a Friday.